Good morning, good people. It is 3rd September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Gregory the Great, Pope and Doctor of the Church. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 to 23, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. As long as Christ is the source of our faith, no fumbling whatsoever happens in professing and promoting the ideals of Jesus. Message of Christ is not managed by the wisdom of people, but of God. It is not sermons that, but service of the believers that is needed today. Good news gets strangled by the grip of human interpretations and opinions dominated by factions. St. Paul reminds that we are what we are because of Christ, not because of a preacher or a teacher whom we admire. Time has come to examine our lives to see whose ideas we follow. It is by our openness and total trust in Christ we can assimilate the message of the Lord, not by the pompous and bombarding preaching. The responsorial psalm acclaims, "The Lord is the earth and all that is in it." Psalm 24 verse 1. It is the first call of the apostles by the Lord we read in the Gospel. Wisdom and knowledge of Peter did not offer him what he desired, but the word of Jesus brought him more than he asked for. Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for catch." Luke chapter 5 verse 4. We need to drop all our pride and the all-knowing mentality and the skills we have placed our trust in. Just like Peter, we need to surrender to Jesus to receive all the blessings of life. The expertise of Peter did not pay him off, but by acknowledging the presence of Jesus and responding it with faith in his word, will never fail our efforts. We all must lose something to gain greater blessings from the Lord. Our fruitless efforts can change in a blink of an eye with the bow of faith in our hearts. Trust in Jesus is all we need for what we desire to get in our life. We all need to believe in the wisdom and guidance of the Lord and move out of the world wisdom. Intellectual supremacy weakens the fibers of faith. Whenever we are overwhelmed by the presence of the Lord, we are acknowledging the amazing presence of Jesus. Fear fades away in the presence of faith in Jesus. May the Lord help us to rely on His wisdom and words to continue remain blessed. Have a lovely day. God bless you.